Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jolene Smith, and of course she's on the Parks and Rec Board, among other things. Good morning to you, Jolene.
Good morning, LaVon.
We've sort of both been going, okay, are we ready? Yeah. We're ready. Because I think, I don't know about you, but I'm getting more energized because the sun peaked out a little yesterday.
Oh, yes, that was so nice.
And then it's predicted for tomorrow and the next day.
Yes.
So, nice. Hey, I think everybody's going to be much happier.
Yes.
Yeah, we get a little depressed
there. Get
rid
of there. The
grumpies. Yes, exactly. That's a good term, good way to say it. But tomorrow, lots of things going on tomorrow on Thursday, April 6th. But the one we want to talk about first is Get Out and Walk.
Yes, the Cass County Health and Public Health, it's National Public Health Week, and we are having a walking school bus every day. We have five different locations they start from, rain or shine, they walk, they take their umbrellas. Thursday, we are going to be at Shellberg's in the west parking lot with a walk on your lunch hour. Come out and walk around the lakes or one lake. Somebody said, I don't have very long lunch hour. I said, well, walk around one lake. And just promoting getting healthy and walking. Moving.
Now, is this connected with the state's Getting Healthy program? Because I know we've done this about every year at about this time.
In October, the governor has his healthy walk. So we'll be doing it again in October.
We're just getting a head start on all this, for sure.
With this National Public Health Week, it's
a head start
on it.
And if folks haven't been out to Shellberg's, this is a great opportunity to maybe, you know, if you've never been out there, you're kind of a little leery about, what's it all about, what's it like, and so on. And, of course, it's very friendly. But this is a good way to kind of get out there with other folks.
I couldn't believe, I talked to a couple the other day, and she says, oh, we've never been out there. And I thought, oh, you're missing out on so much. I said, just drive out and look, even if you don't get out, but just come out and see what we have to offer. And, of course, we're waiting for the nice grant from Enhance Iowa to help the campground. We hope to open the campground Memorial Day because we have the electricity and the water hooked up. And, of course, the pads have been, gravel's been on the pads for, I think, a couple of years now. And anyway, it should be open this Memorial Day. And there's just so much out there that we want to do, but we do need support from local people, like $5, $10. We will have a donation box out there Thursday if you want to come out and just leave your $5, $10, anything to show that the people in Atlantic are supporting this project at Shellberg's.
And I would say Atlantic and the area, because I know people come from a distance because it is such a nice place to walk. And bring your kids, bring your dog.
Dog park. Oh, yes, we have a nice dog park. Some people don't realize that's there either, but it's a nice place to let your dogs run. And this, should have said this, is Cass County.
Yes, and beyond, whatever.
Yeah.
And it is, as you said, so important that the people who are giving the grant see that it's not just one person's idea. It's not just the Park and Rec Board. It's everybody.
It's everybody in town. It will improve the town so much by more people coming in, and it will bring revenue in, and it will just generate a lot of things. But we do need the people of Atlantic to show that they are supporting it, and it's just not a whim of the park board.
Right. And then the benefit to everybody, of course, is getting out there and walking and fishing.
Yes.
Right? And as we said, the dog park. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities and a lot that's been going on. It's interesting to me. And I must admit, I don't go out there very often because I have a mile that I can walk at home. But it's not nicely paved like the Shellberg's. But I'm almost always amazed at the people out there. You know, young mothers pushing the baby strollers, little kids, older people. I'm guessing, Jolene, you know some people who go pretty much on a regular basis.
Well, I'm like you, LaVon. I haven't been out too much lately. But when the weather turns nicer, we will go out more often. And there's three-wheel bikes, there's kids on their two-wheel bikes, there's parents on their bikes, there's people fishing. You can put a boat in, but it has to be one that doesn't make the waves, which I think is electric. Kayaks out there. My daughter goes out kayaking quite a bit. And it's a good way to pick up garbage around the lake, too. And there's fishing, and there's just a lot of things to do. Bird watching, if you like to bird watch. We will be working on the flower beds as soon as the weather changes.
Well, and that was the next thing I was going to say. This is a good opportunity to see everything sprouting up. So many things are just popping out of the ground and growing rapidly. And I'm sure you're thinking, some of those are weeds. But it's, to me, and not everybody's like this, I guess, but to me, it's just so exciting to see all that new green plant coming up out of the ground and growing like crazy.
It is. I went to the Master Gardener's Spring Garden, and they said the prairie smoke grass should be up. And I thought, I've got a few plants out there. So, of course, I ran out the next day. I have four nice prairie smoke plants. If anybody doesn't know what they are, they can go look at them. And I do have, I hope, a Boy Scout that is going to do our butterfly garden beds for a Boy Scout project, which would be nice because they have been in for a few years, so they really need redoing.
Mm-hmm. Is the smoke plant marked?
No.
Okay, Jolene.
I don't have it marked yet.
You need to mark it.
Because
it would be fun to see.
I do have a butterfly, the orange butterfly, but I haven't marked. I've got little stakes around it so nobody will pull it up.
And that's been an ongoing project to get those flower beds going. And I know you've had lots of volunteers. In addition to Master Gardeners, you've had other volunteers out there helping.
Yes, we have. We just appreciate everybody that does come out. And when we have Earth Day coming up to the 22nd, and if you don't want to go pick up garbage, then you can come out and help weed the flowers, or not weed them, but take off the dead in the flower beds and just help us that way, too.
So, and that's April 22nd.
April 22nd. It's a Saturday, so we're going to do something a little different. We're going to serve you hot dogs and I don't know what else that day, so you can come out and help clean off a flower bed and pick up trash and eat your lunch.
And walk and enjoy.
Yeah, walk and,
and enjoy. It's such a really nice place to go out and walk. And as I say, see other people, see what's going on. So, Jolene, we've mentioned it's Public Health Week.
Mm-hmm.
We have the walking school bus going. And I am not sure, because I haven't kept up to that, but I know some of the other schools were involved with those also in terms of if the kids came in on the bus, they'd go walk in the gym or walk outside. So, and Red Oak is doing a great school bus.
I saw that in the paper. Yeah, I think Lewis is doing it, Griswold, Anita, Cumberland, Messina probably, and I didn't, in the paper, Red Oak's doing it. So
it's time to walk, folks. If you haven't been doing that because it's like, it's too nasty outside and you didn't go someplace else, now is the time to get started. This week will be the perfect week to get out and get started.
Yes, the sunshine's going to come back and we can get out and enjoy it.
You bet. So remind us again of the, you can walk anytime.
Yeah.
Day or night, you can walk anytime. But this is kind of an special event for this week. Sponsored by Healthy CAS and
Park and Rec Board and Department. And you can come out on your lunch hour, or even if it isn't your lunch hour, from 11 till 2 and walk around all the lakes or a lake and just get out and exercise and be healthy.
Yep. And join. You might see some people you don't ordinarily see. It's a good time to do a little sociability if you want to do that, too. So lots of opportunities.
There are nice benches there to sit down if you do get tired. They should be dried off by then.
Yes, good point. Yeah, I think it's supposed to be really sunny, so it should be really, really nice. So I know, Jolene, we're going to be seeing you again. You always have lots of projects going. But for today, it's get out there and walk. And that's all happening tomorrow. Can we throw in, I want to just throw in, because we have just a couple seconds left. If you want to do a little more walking, you can join folks out at the Atlantic Cemetery. That's tomorrow at 5:30 and put flags on the graves of World War I veterans. And that's a little bit of walking, too. So you get a couple chances.
Yeah, we'll get our exercise tomorrow.
Yes, very good. So, again, thanks to Jolene Smith, who is a member of the Parks and Rec Board and a member of Healthy Cass County. Until next time, here's a thought from Carol Burnett. Only I can change my life. No one can do it for me.